Good morning and welcome to Sports Talk. Sports Talk is brought to you by the Bank of Maysville. I'm Travis Skaggs. My guest on the show this morning is Bracken County Polar Bears basketball coach Terry King. King is in his first season at Bracken County. Stay tuned. I'll step out for a quick break and come back and talk with Bracken County Polar Bears basketball coach Terry King right after this message.
Hi, I'm Alicia Phillips, loan officer at the Bank of Maysville. Contact Bank of Maysville for all your real estate loan needs. The Bank of Maysville offers residential, farm, and commercial mortgage loans. Our experienced staff can provide you with loan terms from 10 to 30 years, competitive interest rates, reasonable closing costs, and fast and reliable service. If you are thinking about purchasing a home, farm, or business, please contact us at 564-4001, the Bank of Maysville, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
We welcome here on Sports Talk. We've got Bracken County Polar Bears basketball coach Terry King. And Terry, thanks for coming down.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about the season right now. You guys are 5-15, but I think playing some better basketball of late. You just lost here this week to Augusta, 93-74 in the semifinals of 10th Region All-A Classic. But if you look back at the first meeting, December the 15th, you lost 83-54. So I know you're disappointed with the loss, but got to be proud of your guys for playing Augusta much better this time around.
Yes, guys fought hard last night. Unfortunately, I had to miss the game last night, but I'm extremely proud of our kids. They've put the work in. We're getting better. 7 turnovers compared to the first game with 22. Our schedule has been rough, but the schedule has helped us get better over the course of the year. The record doesn't indicate that, but the play is showing it on the court. I'm extremely proud of the kids. They're putting the work in every day in practice. Unfortunately, we lost Austin Norton for the year, which hurt, but we've had some other guys step up, and Chase Archibald, can't ask no more for him. Ashton Buchanan, Noah Nelson, these guys have done a tremendous job this year. So, you know, kudos to everybody and the coaching staff. You know, I'm extremely proud of them.
Yeah, talk about Austin Norton, because he's a kid who has worked his tail off the last 4 years, played, kind of done the dirty work, so to speak, you know, rebounds, defends, and kids now, whatever school you want to look at here in the area or across the state, you can transfer and play. And he stayed at Bracken County, and, you know, when I saw he was hurt, I just hated to see that because, you know, a kid that, if anybody should get their flowers, it should be him in terms of staying and playing and having a big senior year. But I hated when I read that for that kid.
He was more than just a player for us. He's a coach on the floor, a leader, a big extension to our program, and still is. Still comes to practice when he can, and he still talks to all the guys and everything. He's a great young man. I mean, I was at the hospital with him today. He had surgery, and we still stay in contact almost every day, basically probably every day. So great young man. Pleased to be a part of his journey right now, and can't say no more about him.
And what's that like for a first-year head coach? Because most of these guys, maybe you knew of them or knew about them, but I guess talk about that relationship of building it, you know, from the start of summer practice, and then you get to know a kid and then has a devastating injury like that. I guess talk about forming a relationship with your kids. And you mentioned at the hospital with him, he's still coming to practice every day. So, again, speaks to his character and what kind of kid he is.
Family's great. He's great. It's going to speak volumes what kind of gentleman he's going to be in society. It hurts that we lost him, but we still have him in such an aspect to the program because he's there during practices and games on the sideline. You know, when he gets back, he'll still be there talking to the guys, telling guys what they're doing wrong and stuff. He's a great young man. You know, lost him the second game of the year. He's still been there in practices. So, you know, he still calls guys and talks to them about the game, watches the games. He's still a big part of our program. That's a great thing for that young man. I know he's hurting because he's not getting to play, but he's still a part of the team.
You guys started the season, you had a tough schedule because you inherited a schedule from previous year, and Bracken had a lot of success. So
yeah,
you started 0-11, but you're 5-4 in your last 9 games, and I know you're starting to see some of that hard work pay off. But I guess talk about getting that first win. You guys picked up your first win there. You beat Robertson County 7-7-40. I know it's about the kids, but the win for your program and then getting that first coaching win, because I know you guys have put in a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of practices, but to get that first one, I know is a big one for your kids.
Yes, we let 2 wins get away, the Bourbon County and the Ludlow. Lost those due to free throws and a couple turnovers here and there, but our schedules helped us out. Like last night, we've seen every press imaginable now, so now we're taking care of the ball better. Last night, we shot 78% from the field.
Wow.
That's amazing. 48% from the three. These guys have put the work in, and they're busting their tail every day, and you can't ask no more. They did a tremendous job last night, and they left it all on the floor, and that's all you can ask for.
What's it like as a coach? I talked with Tony Moore about this. They picked up a win in the All-A there, but, you know, I think it speaks to life lessons, but your kids kind of started off slow and struggling, but what does it mean, them coming to practice every day and working hard, and, you know, the game's more than wins and losses, but And now starting to see your guys, maybe that light bulb go off their head and winning and having success. And I guess just talk about that perseverance, that aspect as a coach you try to instill in your guys, knowing that despite the tough start, the wins are going to come and better days are ahead.
They know we've had a rough schedule. They're having fun. They have a brotherhood. Everybody's getting along and they're playing together. That's the main thing, playing together, sharing the ball. We got guys to buy in on the defensive end who's never had to play defense. So, you know, we've got guys who are playing the point position who's never had to play point. So, you know, that's rough. Chase, Nelson, and Ashton Buchanan. They've never had to play point. So these guys are sharing the point position who's never had to do that at a varsity level. It's a big task, but they're handling it, and that's a good thing.
You've got a lot of guys that don't have a lot of seasoning or experience in the past where you're kind of throwing them into situations. And, you know, you mentioned you inherited a pretty challenging schedule where you've just got to run the guys and they've got to learn by experience. And that's, I know you played, sometimes experience is the best teacher, but as a coach, you got to be patient and expect those growing pains.
And after every game, I talk to each one individually. You know, I try to put my arm around them and tell them, you know, not what they did wrong, but, you know, when you make a mistake, go back out and try to make up for that mistake. I point to them, this is what you did right. You made a mistake, but when you made that mistake, you went and made up for that mistake. So we all make mistakes as humans. So keep working hard and you'll make up for those mistakes. Keep working hard and things will happen. And they're starting to happen now for us on the floor. So that's a good thing. They're working hard and our challenges are getting better. So our schedule's starting to get a little lighter and our teams that we're playing now are a little more evenly matched. That's a good thing for us.
You guys beat Calvary Christian there in the first round of the All-A, 69-52. Talk about that win. Pick up a 17-point first-round win over Calvary there on Saturday. Talk about your team's performance on that one.
I thought we played defense the best we played all year outside of last night. I thought we did pretty well last night considering one or two positions we were outmatched. But defensively-wise, I thought we did extremely well. And then over Christmas break, I thought we played extremely well in the Bath County tournament. The Bath County game, I think I cost us the game. I thought I should have kept the press on. I pulled it off. We had a break where they scored a couple of baskets, and I should have kept the press on because we controlled the tempo and they slowed it down and got us in the half court sets. But, you know, like I said, the guys are playing well, playing together, and they're making the extra pass, which is making a big difference in our offense. Now they're running more offensive sets. That's helping us out a lot.
Yeah, you mentioned the Bath County tournament. You guys went 2-1 there, beat Elliott 69-62, and then, you know, lost to Bath in a close one 61-52, and then beat a team from Perrysville, Ohio 93-30. So you preach to your guys, stay in there, do the little things, and then you see, you know, you nearly go 3-0 in that tournament.
Yeah. You know, got my first technical.
What's that like getting your first technical? I guess you as coaches, you know which officials, I guess you know your leeway, I guess. Yeah. That's welcome to the big leagues, I guess.
It was kind of weird. I was talking to the scores table when he teed me up. We all laughed about it. It was kind of funny. It is what it is. You know, I used to referee, so it is what it is. But it was no hard feelings towards it, and I told the official the same thing. You know, we rallied behind it, and we continued to play and kept going.
Yeah, let's talk about kind of some of your guys. You alluded to them some already, maybe some of your starters and top reserves. You know, we mentioned Austin Norton out with an injury, but Chase Archibald, I think I read he just scored his 1,000th career point. He's a kid that's worked his tail off the last couple years. And kind of talk about Chase and what he means to your team.
He means a lot. Right now, he's in the top 20. In the state in three-point field goal percentage, up around 50%. Noah Nelson's doing a lot of good things as far as rebounding, scoring. Ashton Buchanan does so much as far as the defensive end. Leads us in assists. He can score at will. He's a lockdown defender. He does a lot. On any given night, he can probably average a triple-double from steals, assists, and rebounding. He's a great athlete.
Then you got Zachary Elliott, 5.5 points a game. Jackson Witten, 3.4 points a game. Nash Jefferson, 2.8, Tegan Feldhaus, 2.4. I mean, you've got, looks like, 8 or 9 guys that have played in 12 games or more this season. So, you know, a lot of kids playing, contributing, trying to find the right role and, I guess, kind of the right mix.
Yeah, and then most of those guys will be back next year. So we're getting experience for next year. And that's what we're trying to do now is play some of those guys to get experience to come back for next year.
I guess talk about building trust with your kids. I talked to some other coaches here the last couple weeks. You know, how big trust and buy-in and everybody kind of believing in the system, and you're a first-year head coach, so you're building relationships with these guys, but how important is trust and everybody kind of, you know, believing and buying into what the coach is selling and operating?
They pretty much bought into what we're teaching them right now. Like I said, it started on the defensive end. Like I told them, anybody can score, anybody can shoot a basketball can score, but you have to be able to stop your man from scoring in order to get the ball back to score. So that's what we're trying to instill in our kids right now. And then the second step is to trust your teammate. If you trust your teammate, then things will happen on the floor as a team.
First year head coach, you've been around the game your entire life, but I guess what have you learned this season? Maybe that you didn't know heading into it? We talked in the summer, but I know running your program, there's a lot of maybe things you didn't realize. Or what's the biggest adjustment you've learned being a head coach?
There's a lot more that goes into a head coach than an assistant coach. To be totally honest, working with John Michael, it helped me out a lot because he gave me a lot of leeway. So he prepared me to be on this path. I can't thank him enough. Like I said, we talked last night and we talked again today. So me and John still talk quite a bit now. And then Coach Wright's call still calls twice a week. So, and then Kevin Fulton, we was on the phone last week. So a lot of these guys still call and talk to me and still encourage me about different things.
Looking at your schedule here, you've got East Carter coming up, Paris, Augusta, Dayton, Holmes, Robertson, Bath, St. Patrick, Model, Harrison, East Carter, and then you close out the season with Clark County on the road. But, you know, really outside of Clark County, because they're, I think, the top team in the region right now, a lot of those games you look at, I think you guys have a great chance at a lot of them, and I'm sure that's what you're telling your kids.
Yeah.
We keep improving, keep going to things we're teaching. You know, I mentioned your last nine games, you're 5-4, so have a chance to really improve your record.
Yeah, and that's what I told our kids, and they're excited about it because they know most of those teams we're evenly matched with. So just go out and put the work in before practice. We need to watch film and see what we can compete with and our schemes and everything and go from there.
What's one area you're trying to get better in? You mentioned defensively you guys improved, but we're now here about the midway point of the season. What are you trying to get better before district tournament play here in about a month and 2 weeks?
In our offensive sets and moving the ball. That's our main, because right now we're doing better in handling the press, and that's from the competition we played earlier. So now we need to get better in our offensive sets and making the right reads. That's our main goal right now.
Talk about your assistant coaches. I know you got Mickey Perry, who played D1 basketball. Talk about getting quality individuals to join your staff that know the game, that love the kids, because I don't care if you're the head coach or whatever, you guys do it for nickels and dimes, but you find people that love the kids, love the game, and want to teach the game to your young men at Bracken County.
It's helped me out a lot because each coach can break down different segments of our offense and our defense to where we want to pull them aside and talk to them individually or like in different groups or whatever. And that's helped out the kids.
What's it been like getting absorbed in that Bracken County community? I know they love their basketball over there. Of course, you're familiar with Bracken County, played at Maysville, but being the head coach there, what's it like them embracing you and taking on the program and getting it back and taking the steps to set your foundation?
I've been perceived extremely well over there, and I can't thank them enough. Like I said, we just had the Kobe Halls Classic over Christmas, and I thought an exceptional crowd for the freshmen for the first year. We've had good turnout. We've already got feedback for next year for it. We're trying to grow it, and we've already got people wanting to help us with it for next year. We're wanting to move forward with that. Miss Martha, she's helped us with it, and I'm standing in contact with her and her son with it. A lot of people thought it was a good thing, and Kobe was a good friend of mine. I just think it was a good thing we did for the community and their family.
Let's talk about the district. I know the draw's coming up here again in about a month. We'll know the pairings for the district tournament, but you guys are going to play Augusta again there on February the 2nd. You've already beaten St. Patrick. You're going to play them here in downtown Maysville. It's got to give you guys confidence. You've beaten St. Patrick. You've played Augusta tougher the second time around. You're going to play them again. You won't play Mason County, but I know there's no moral victories, but you guys have to be playing with some confidence knowing that you played Augusta a lot better the second time and you're going to get another matchup with them early February.
Just keep working and try to figure out how to stop maybe one or two guys and go from there. It's a tough task, but that's what they pay us for. We got to just figure it out.
Terry King, thanks for stopping down today. I know you've done a good job there at Bracken County, and best of luck to you and Polar Bears rest of the season.
All right, thank you.
Again, that was Bracken County Polar Bears basketball coach Terry King. Stay tuned. I'll step out for a quick break and come back and wrap up Sports Talk right after this message.
People caring about people. That has been the Bank of Maysville's philosophy since they opened their doors in 1835. Big enough to serve you, yet small enough to know you. The Bank of Maysville is right on the money, helping you get a jump on your finances. Checking and savings accounts, automatic bill paying, convenient banking locations, CDs and investment services, online banking, loans, retirement and trust accounts, plus much more. The Bank of Maysville, downtown, West 3rd Street and Walmart Way. Bank of Maysville, the oldest bank in Kentucky. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The 2A state basketball tournaments get underway today in Owensboro at the Owensboro Sports Center. Here's the girls' bracket. It's Boyle County versus Callaway County at 10 a.m., followed by Bell County versus Boyd County at 1 o'clock. Then Mason County will play Taylor County at 5 o'clock. The game will be on Soft 96, followed by Franklin Simpson versus Christian Academy of Louisville at 8 o'clock. The semifinals are Saturday at 3:30 and 5 o'clock, and the championship game is Sunday at 1 o'clock. The boys' tournament looks this way. First round games will also get underway today. It's Lexington Catholic versus Webster County at 11:30, followed by Bell County versus Boyd County at 2:30, Fleming County versus LaRue County at 6:30, and Warren East versus DeSales at 9:30. The semifinals are Saturday at 6:30 and 8 o'clock. and the championship game is Sunday at 3 o'clock. Well, that'll do it for Sports Talk this week. Sports Talk is brought to you by the Bank of Maysville. I'm Travis Skaggs. Thanks for tuning in. I hope everyone out there has a great weekend. Sports Talk will return next Friday.